Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Hope everyone's having a great week. Okay, first off, thank you so much to Mr. Ken Bender for sponsoring this week's learning in memory of Bat Yabat Alexander. Should be mitzvah for us and all of Klai Yisrael mitzvah Shem. Just to start off with a gem that you don't have. I saw this on Chabad.org, and then I was found out that it was his yahrzeit today, the Bells of Rebbe, your Sachar Dov of Bells. So listen to what he says on the Pasuk by Eliezer. You don't have it, I apologize, it came out, but I would like to, with your permission, to start off with the Baal Hilula today. The opening Pasuk of Chamishi, the Pasuk says, V'yotzei ha'eved klei kesev klei zav u'begadim, v'yitein l'rivko migdonos noson l'achio l'ima. Right, this whole story happens to Eliezer, and he goes home, Eliezer brings home brings out the objects, the silver, the gold, the garments, and everything that he gave to Rivka, and brings them to her brother and to her mother. So the Belzer Rebbe asks a very simple question. The Belzer Rebbe says, "I understand jewelry. Okay, you could fix, you could maneuver. My father's a jeweler, but begadim. How did Eliezer know what was going to the size? You know, they're never talking about shaduchim, the shidduch resumes, the size. Such narish cut. Asking on shidduch is the size." Go, let me ask your grandmother what size. What kind of kakash is that? Ridiculous. I know the size, sorry. Something in the back of my head. But how does Eliezer supposed to know? Aaron Vino had some Ruach HaKodesh that he was going to know what his daughter-in-law was going to wear. So he says such a beautiful vort. He says, of course it wasn't going to bring her clothes or what she was going to wear, but it was going to be a sample. A sample of what a modest person, or something that his daughter-in-law Yitzchak Avinu's wife is going to wear. Obviously, he wasn't going to bring, but you know, everyone has their own likes and dislikes. But it was just a sample, says the Belzer Rebbe, and that's what Eliezer specifically brought. Eliezer specifically brings a sample because someone who's going to come into Avraham Avinu's his house is someone who's going to understand the koyach tznius of dressing modest. Now let's go back to the beginning of the parsha. Here we go. It's Fer Shlomo, page number one. The pasuk says, "V'yuchai esara me'ashana shnei shnem shnei chai esara." Rashi says, "Kulan shavin the toivah." I didn't give you the page over there because I wanted to stick to 8 pages. We're getting my paper in school is getting a little jammed up, so I got to be very careful on the toys that I picked. So he says, "What is kulan shavin the toivah?" So I saw a beautiful idea from Rav Moshe and Kol Ram. They have, I don't know who, I didn't see if their brachos is over here, but Kol Ram, the Rav Moshe says such a beautiful v'on kulan shavin the toivah. Because if you think about it, her years weren't all kula and shavah and the toivah. She had Abimelech, she had Yishmael, she had Paro, she had a famine. She had a lot of hard things going on in her life.
Didn't have a baby.
I could keep it going on and on and on. So what's kula and shavah and the toivah? Rav Moshe says it's a beautiful vort. Rav Moshe says kula and shavah and the toivah means that even though things were hard for her, she was still mative, she still did good for others. It didn't matter what's going on in her personal life. She still understood what it means to be good to others. And that's exactly what the Tiferet Shlomo says here. You know what Kulan Shavah L'Tovah means? It doesn't talk about her years, that they were good. It talks about that she wanted to do good for others. Look at the bottom line. Husha Amar Khan, Ki Kol Chaye Sora Kulan Shavah L'Tovah L'Kla Yisrael Kol Hayamin. Her entire life was dedicated to Kla Yisrael. Her entire life was dedicated. Didn't matter, says Rav Moshe and the Tiferet Shlomo. Just a few centuries apart a little bit. It didn't matter what was going on in her personal life. She was always looking for people to help good. Rav Moshe says, it didn't matter what was going on in her personal life. She was always looking to do good for others. Right? And that's what the Tiferet Shlomo says. Kulan Shavah doesn't just mean at the end of the day, or her years. It means the Tovah, she was always looking for good. Right? He quotes the Gemara in Brachos a few lines up. Chayv levarach, l'keshem yishu mevarach, ala tovah kach mevarach ala ra. Right, others say, what does Kulan Shavah L'Tovah mean? The Gamzu L'Tovah. That even the Yishmael, and even the Avimelech, and even the Paro, she also said Gamzu L'Tovah. That's another idea. But realizing that even things that are hard in your life, to say, just to find the good, even if you don't see the good. But I thought such a powerful word. Sometimes we're so involved in our own families, and our own personal things, and they're all important things. But if there's an ani at the door, if there's something going on in that person's life, that shouldn't affect you. I tell my kids, my students all the time, my kid was up at 3 in the morning. I'm going to tell you, I don't have so much patience today. This is like the opposite. Like, the Rav Moshe and the Tiferet Shlomo saying, just because you're tired, your patience level shouldn't in class should not be affected. Unfortunately, that's the way we're naturally created. But at the end of the day, your personal reality should not affect the purse, the things going around you. I thought that was just a beautiful idea from Rav Moshe to the Tiferet Shlomo. Moving on to idea number two. Page two. A grandson of the Tiferet Shlomo. I don't think we've ever quoted him before. The Knesset Yitzcheskel. I got the sefer either in Muncie or Liquid. I forgot which one. I Baruch Shem this past summer had a lot of Siyad Deshmaya. If you ever go to a farm store in Muncie, there's one place to go. There's a lot of places to go in Muncie. And before, but when we talk about Muncie, we should have a first summer for Mordechai Ben Bracha. We saw that terrible thing. You saw that? The Jew was in the morning, got stabbed. I'm crazy. Terrible, terrible, terrible thing. The store, no, that's a different story. That's Yerushalayim. That's Yerushalayim, the store that she's going to. That store she sends me by myself to in Muncie. It's right behind the atrium. Anyone, you know where the atrium? You know people do weddings there? It's a good place. So right behind the atrium, it's a Hamish place. It's not so much AC, but I'm telling you, it's Mammoth Gems. You don't know where the gems are coming from? They're coming from that place. So that's the nephew. The mothership, that's the niece. The mothership is in Lakewood. So if you have to have real Mesiris Nefesh to go to Lakewood, it's a Macy's basically of what it's Mamish youth farm, old farm, everything less than $10. I'm not sure why I'm telling you this, but I'm putting out a plug. If you mention my name, maybe I'll get 10% off next time when I go taco. All right. So the Knesset Cheskel, he says a beautiful idea. The pasuk says Vayakam Avram Me'al Panei Meso. Right? Avram got up and he saw that he had to bury his wife. So he says such a nice idea. He says Alpi Drush, obviously not Alpi Pshat. He says that we know the Gemara tells us that every single day a Jew has to live their life as this, that day is going to be their last day on this earth. Much easier said than done. Because if they live their life like that, then everything they're going to do is going to be L'shem Shemayim. Everything they're going to do is going to be with full kochos and with full avodas Hashem. He says that's exactly what it says here. Vayakam Avram Me'al Panei Meso, meaning his entire life, he understood that every single day was a treasure. Every single day was his opportunity to take upon it and be able to infuse Kiddush into it. Let's look inside. Hayokam Avram Me'al Panei Meso, Yesh Levar Al Pi Maimer Chazal. The Gemara in Shabbos says on Kuf Nun Gimel Amad Alf, Yoshev Ha'am, Yishev Ha'yoyim, Shema Yomos Lamachar, and Himsu Kayyama B'Tshuva. A person should do tshuva today, because maybe tomorrow you're going to die, Chas V'Shalom, and then a Jew realizes that every single minute of your life, every single day was filled with tshuva. The Hainu says the Knesset Yitzcheskel of Radomsk, the grandson of the Tiferet Shlomo. She'adam sarach lidmos benafsho ki ayom hazehu yom ha'achron l'mechayav. A person has to view every single day as if it's their last day on this earth. Pretty scary, pretty intense. She'enichu osa mishamayim ba'olam hazeh kidei la'asot tshuva lifnei misaso. V'zeh she'omar, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, imroa adam she'yitzu miskabar olav yaskir lo'im ha'miso. Now the Gemara in Brachos tells us a strategical way and how to beat the Yitzhara. Right, the first the Gemara says that a person should learn Torah. Then the Gemara says you say require Kriya Shema, and the third step Yaskul Amimisa, and then the Yitzhara was gone. I'll tell you more on the whole step process in a second. V'zeru Aperish V'yakam Avram Me'al Panei Meso Hainu Shekol Hakima, his entire life Haimalos Madrigal She'Avram Avinu Hu Me'al Panei Meso. His entire life, he was always viewing his entire life as if that day was going to be his day. Right? Apip Shah, Me'al Panei Meso means that he had a bari sarah. But Me'al Panei Meso, he's giving you a little bit of a drush. He said Me'al Panei Meso refers to his own life, his own death. He's saying Avram Avinu was able to live his life. Avram Zokin Baba Yomim. He was able to infuse Kiddush in his entire life because he viewed every single day as a gift. And every single day is his last on this earth. Parenthetically, so the Gemara in Brachos, you have to say this for it, from the Aznaim LaTorah. Aznaim LaTorah is from the Telzer. You don't have it over here, but I hope you're Michael. I saw this and I had to say, my Rabbi Aryeh Kohn from DRS said this for it a few years back. There's some vorts that you just don't forget. He told me this when I was in my year in Eretz Yisrael. You know that when Yaakov Avinu comes down to Mitzrayim, he doesn't just run to Mitzrayim in Parshas Vayigash. Maybe in Vayigash we'll chazal this for it. What does he do first? He sends Yehuda to build a Beis Midrash. Then he's on the border, right? Now they're going down. He's on the border, he meets Yosef. And what does he say? Krishma, right? We all know famously, Yosef cried on his shoulder. Yaakov said Krishma. The next pasuk. What does the pasuk say right after that? Yaakovinu says, Amusa apam. Now I could die. The exact three steps of the Gemara. Mitzrayim was the filth of the filth. It was the Yetzirah made Manhattan look like Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim by the Kaisel Mamish. Gemara in Bracha says three steps how to beat the Yitzhara. Torah, he sends down Yehuda. Kriya Shema, he's on the border, he says Kriya Shema with Yosef. And the third time, Amusapam, now I could die. What was he doing now I could die? He wasn't just saying now I could die because I'm comforted that Yosef's still alive, but he was mentioning the day of his death. Because when a person thinks like that, every single minute, every little thing is mamash, a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, chas v'shalom. Oh, I saw the Baba Rebbe has asset. So if a person lives his life, yaskir lo mamisa, a person could have a lot of sadness. So that's why the Gemara doesn't start with yaskir lo mamisa. First, a person should learn Torah. Learn Torah. First learn Torah, the Baba Rebbe says, and then Kari Kriya Shema. The last plug, mamish, the Yitzhar is so strong then. But at the end of the day, exactly, the Rambam says a person shouldn't live a life like that. But I don't think the Rebbe is saying anything in Atzvus. The person just saying to live a life of seriousness, making sure Kedusha.
Because the question is, if that works so well, start with that.
Exactly. And others say, by the way, Yaskul Mamisa is not like the, it's Yaskul Mamisa is the Mariano. To talk in my terms. Mariano Rivera is the closer Yaskul Mamisa. But does it, like six innings is still Torah six innings, and Kriya Shema is two innings. I don't know how it works. But Yaskul Mamisa is the finisher. Right? It's a combination. But you can't start with Yaskul, because then a person gets that set. Beautiful, exactly. Moving on to Adin number three. La Hashem Berachas Avram Makol. La Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses Avram Makol. La Hashem says, that it says from Moshe and Darash Moshe. The other vort was from Kol Ram. This is from Darish Moshe. Rashi says, "Bakol ola begamachia ben." Umayachas shahayelo ben hutzrach la'asiyo isha. Says Rashi, Hashem blessed Avram Bakol. Bakol is gamachia 52. Is gamachia ben. For those counting at home, it's also gamachia Eliyahu. Not for now. Says Rav Moshe, "Metamoa lechora hamafur zeh shahayelo ben below merazim uleizit zor hutzrach lomar klalzev or rak baremes." Says the Rav Moshe, if the Torah wanted to tell us that Hashem blessed Avram with a ben, why didn't he just tell us that Hashem blessed Avram with a ben? Why are you telling me in a hint and a remez and this and that, Bakol, Rashi's giving gamachias? When I get a say gamachia in class, my kids know. I had one class last year, they said, oh, gamachias is made up, it's made up. So I'm never being a say gamachia that's like, say, oh, it's made up. I said, chas v'shalom. Look at the Mishnayos. Look at Rashi, Mamish Rashi. You want to make a taina on Rashi and the Mishnayos? Be my guest. I told you, and I think I said this last year. There are people who like gamachia, and the people who don't like yet gamachia. But we down for those people, the latter ones, the Mirtz Hashem, one day they should do tshuva, Mirtz Hashem. It was a joke, but it wasn't a joke. Says Rav Moshe, a beautiful idea. You want to know what Bakol means? Hashem blessed Avram and Bakol? Avram had everything. He had everything. But if he didn't have a ben, if he didn't have a son to give it over to, he didn't have a Mesorah, he had nothing. You could give him all the gospels in the entire world. You give someone an entire world. You give, but he doesn't have a son, a tradition, or someone to be able to give it over to. Then he has nothing. Says Rav Moshe Venera. At the end of the day, Tov means that he had everything. He could have every pleasure in the world, but you don't have a son. You have nothing. At the end of the day, the Beno wasn't just the Bakol. The Beno is specifically that the way the Bakol is, that he has, you have everything, but you could have nothing even with a child. Says at the end of the day, if you don't have a Mesorah, you don't have someone who's taking on your mitos and your traditions, then you have nothing. Right, like the Dumna Magid once asked the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi, how do I infuse Kedusha into my students, into my family? The Vilna Gaon said, very famously, he says, you have to be an overflowing cup. You have to be a Kiddush cup. You have to be a Koisi Rivaya. If you're constantly working on yourself, if you're constantly working that you're working on your Shabbos and you're working on your Torah and you're working on your Midos, then it's gonna absorb into your family. It's gonna absorb into your kids' spiritual DNA. Just like your kids physically look like you, spiritually they also look like you. And that's exactly what the Rav Moshe said. The thing about Kol is specifically, Avram could have everything in the world, but if he didn't have a son, someone who could take over his legacy, then he had nothing. Moving on to idea number four. This is one of my favorite ideas in the entire Torah. So Eliezer is charged with going to look out for a shidduch for Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu makes him swear that he wasn't going to take anyone from his kind, but he had to go back specifically to his family. Says Rav Hirsch, Perich of Dalet, Pasuk of Tes. Vatechal la'ashkoisu v'atomer gamel gamelcho eshov arim kalol lishtos. Once Eliezer finishes drinking, that is when she offers drink for the camels. Well, we always think that she offered water for him and his camels. No, it's not how. It's not what the pasuk says. He finishes drinking, and then and only then does she offer water for the camels. So reverse says, what's pshat? What's the explanation? And I love this so good. It's such a geshmak of word. He said, what would it look like if Rivka was by the well? Yo, Eliezer, brother, I got you water and for your camels. Would it look a little arrogant? She said, let him finish his water. Let him finish drinking. And then I can say, I also have water for your camels. She didn't want to be a show-off. All right, I had to think about it. Why specifically the man went first? Maybe it's only by food. Not maybe that's Rabbi Sugarman halacha behind it. At the end of the day, there's chesed and there's chesed doing chesed. Meaning, a lot of us maybe do good things, but how many of us do it good things in the right way? Right? There's chesed, right? Going to shul, holding the door, this and that. But there's chesed and there's doing chesed. A lot of people do chesed, but who does chesed while doing chesed? That's exactly what Simcha Banim's word. I think in Parsha Shoftim, tzedek tirdof. Tzedek, what Simcha Banim says. When you're doing righteous things, tzedek tirdof. Make sure to do it in a righteous way. Make sure that at the end of the day, you're doing good things. Just make sure to do it in a nice way. Make sure to do it in a caring way. Says Rav Hirsch, points out that if Rivka did not immediately say she would also draw water for the camels, she waited until Eliezer finished drinking. Had she mentioned all of her intentions immediately, she would have considered gossip who likes to make a big talk about her good deeds. Right, we said last week, Avram Avinu was someone who was modest. When the three strangers appeared to Avram, he said to them, he fetched them a morsel of bread. And then in practice, only he got the meat and cake, right? Gemara Brava Messiah says, Emor Ma'at Vaser Harbe. Right? Ephron is a big talker in the beginning of the parsha. Ephron says, I'll give it right in public, in front of the whole town, I'll give it to you for free. And then what happens privately? 400 shekel. Yeah, you're a big talker, Gemara Brava Messiah, I believe. Cheskel Levenshin says, Emor Ma'at Vaser Harbe. Jews are Emor Ma'at Vaser Harbe. We talk little. But we do a lot. We don't need to show off. It doesn't have to be here. It doesn't have to be there. Yeah. Says Rav Hirsch, we should follow the examples of Avram Rivka, not to needlessly boast about our plans to do good deeds. And more ma'at, but I say, harbe. Moving on to Adin number 5. Adin number 5, we doubled up with Rav Moshe. I saw this word again from Rav Moshe. And I had, I guess, not double. This is our trifecta word, if you're counting the beginning also from the Kol Ram. So the passage says, Avram Avinu actually tells Eliezer, but lo sova ha'isha lecha sacharecha, Rakas Beniti Lo Soshev Shoma. So he says, one of the conditions that I want to tell you, Eliezer, right? Eliezer, I guess, is repeating this. He said that my son Yitzhak is not leaving. Yitzhak can't leave. He's just not leaving Eretz Yisrael. He says such a beautiful idea. He says, you could be surrounded by Tamini Chachamim in that place, but if there's one Tzaddik, versus Tamini Chachamim, it's best to be closer to the person who's a Tzaddik. Let's see how he says here. Make sure that I'm not saying him the right way. Chazinan. Chiddush Godol. I see a Chiddush Godol here. Everyone see on the top left? Shayaf Isha Ru'uya Yitzchak Rivka. Imlo, you'll be someone so holy as Rivka. Imlo, Isa Rotsa Leisa Avraham. Elisha Yavi Yitzchak Lisham. If she wanted to stay where she would be, Yitzchak should come to her. Hishpia Avraham. Shalo Yavi Yitzchak Lisham. He made him swear that he would not bring Yitzchak there. The Yifna Oz, the Yaman Oz, the small. Av she'ena chashuvas k'Rivka, he says that you should continue looking forward, even if they wouldn't be as good as Rivka, even if they wouldn't be as holy as Rivka, as special as Rivka. Says Rav Moshe, why? Hum ishum diyos etzel tzadikim od yoser adif. It's better to be surrounded by tzadikim, by people who are righteous. Kiyos rochat me'achabrosh etatan micham makam Torah. Av ish k'yitzchav ish k'Rivka yesh lachos chas v'shom. Right, when a person is put in a place when there's not kedusha or makam Torah happening there. Af ish ki Yitzchak v'ishav k'Rivka yesh lachus chas v'shalom. Even on someone on the level of Yitzchak and Rivka, you might be brought down. Oh, so he's not saying tzadik versus tamnei chachamim. He's saying at the end of the day, it's super important to surround yourself in a makam Torah. Imkain culture kain li didan shetzricha niyos etzel tamnei chachamim. He says, how important is it to be able to make sure that you're surrounding yourself with people who are inspiring, people who are growth-oriented, people who are infused Kedusha, not just people who just talk the talk, but people who walk the walk. So I was wrong. Last night I said this Torah, I said it wrong. But Moshe is saying here, even someone like Yitzchak Rivka could be spiritually affected. And Avraham Avinu says, no, Yitzchak is not going anywhere. Yitzchak has to come here, the Shadchan, I guess, the Shidduch resume. Avraham Avinu says, you want to come, you want to be my daughter-in-law? Chashav Azach. But at the end of the day, one of the conditions is that you have to come over here. We're not going to you. Aaron Ravino knew what was going on. I think it's especially so, so super important, especially, you know, where we live, in Florida, or in Gullis, wherever it is, even in Eretz Yisrael, you can live in Gullis and Eretz Yisrael, to make sure to surround yourself with people who are growth-oriented, people who are looking to grow, and not just to check off a checklist. Moving on to idea number six. Idea number six? Yeah? Well, the cannabis of Hadov, that's really... Okay, well, let's stay with the page numbers, so I don't get confused. So Eliezer brings back Rivka, and the Pasuk says, all the sorry mom, right? What happens is that, right, she falls off her donkey, my shoelace keeps untying, I'm not sure what's happening over here, I apologize.
Double it.
You're right. Double it, so it won't happen again. And what happens is that she's... Yeah, exactly. And then he's comforted, right? The Pasuk says that he's comforted. Then Rashi says something, so we just go, sometimes we just go past Rashi and like, okay, Rashi, shkoich. Rashi says, Dugma sorimo, shekolze, shekolzman, shesara kayemes, hayanir dalak, miyav Shabbos, miyav Shabbos. Then the entire time that Sarah was alive, the light was on from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, ubircha mitzuyah be'isav, inyan kashra al oil, mishemesa pasku shabbat Rivka chazu. When Rivka came into the tent, all these holy things came back, the light came back, the Be'isa came back, the Anan came back, everything came back. Shishem Yishmael says a beautiful vort. Look at by the underlines. He says, you want to know what it means from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, there was a light on? It means Shabbos never left. Her entire life was filled with Shabbos. So the light from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, meaning the entire week was filled with Shabbos. The entire week was filled with Kedusha. Hainu shimei hachol lo kilkulu es ha'or shesigah b'Shabbos kodesh. Imkin k'sheba Shabbos. Shnia, Nisosef, or al or. It wasn't just okay. Shabbos is over, now it's time for college football. No. Shabbos is the entire week. We know you can make Avdallah, the halacha is, till Tuesday. Right? Shabbos, till Tuesday, we're living off the Shabbos. I saw last week, the Noam HaMelech says, we're living off from the Shabbos before. Well, it starts Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're already getting ready for the next Shabbos. That's why we say L'chun Aranana, Shir Shayom yesterday. The last pasuk in Shir Shayom for Wednesday is L'chun Aranana. It's time to get ready for the next Shabbos. In the house of Avraham and Sarah, everything was Shabbos oriented. You want to be growth oriented? Make sure Shabbos never leaves you. Last Shabbos, we had the tremendous privilege upstairs. We had like 60, 65 people to 70 people. It's unbelievable. People who were going, we had extra Shabbos, Tosefta Shabbos. Can never imagine. People were able, it was incredible. The lights were off. I got yelled at because my daughter left early. She didn't know I was upstairs. Whatever. It was worth it. It was worth it. I had a lot of apologizing to do, but. Baruch Hashem. It was not much worth it. That's exactly what Rashi says. Shener dalk me'er Shabbos le'er Shabbos. I tell this to a lot of my friends who are educators and my friends also. If someone's not getting the geshmak on Shabbos, someone's not getting the geshmak of Shabbos, you know what happens? They look for the geshmak of Motzei Shabbos. A lot of high school kids, a lot of kids, I see it myself. They don't feel the beauty of Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of don'ts. Motzei Shabbos is a lot of do's. Which is what it is. The Rishoner said this very famously. Every person wants to feel enjoyment. If you're not going to be spiritually nourished, if you're not going to feel spiritually inspired, then Motzei Shabbos, you're going to want to look for that physical enjoyment. That's why, by the way, all the things that happen, unfortunately, this community, all the communities throughout the world, it's always Motzei Shabbos. Always. Always. Growing up, Motzei Shabbos was a day of the week where parents, unfortunately, they were doing whatever they were doing. That's when the kids got into the most trouble. But if a person makes sure that their family and themselves are Kiddush of Shabbos, of mamish feeling Shabbos, then the kids aren't looking for to get at Motzei Shabbos. They're not looking for Motzei Shabbos things. They're looking to extend Shabbos. And just end up with the idea from Rav Tzadok and then Mechazer. The Pasuk says, page 7, Ve'elo yimei shnei chai Avram asher chai. Says Rav Tzadok, a beautiful idea. He says, Tevos asher chai miyusar. Right? It says, Ve'elo yimei shnei chai Avram asher chai. These are the days of Avram that he lived. What's Asher Chai? You just told me that he lived. It's that exact idea. Just a like sorry man who lived her life fully. She lived every single day with mamash, with chias, with passion, with energy, with dedication. Avram Avinu also lived his life with that. Avram Avinu, we know, is the midah of Ahava. And the Yushami says that Aseh me'ahava she'im basul lisno da she'ata ohovo she'shor she'amitzah she'aseh ba'ayde avas Hashem Yisparach. Right, it's actually Ramban also on the Torah. We know that the do's, the action mitzvahs are push off the don'ts. Avram Avinu is known as the doer, right? Ramban says that Avram, that mitzvahs aseh refers to avas Hashem, and yiras Hashem is mitzvahs los aseh. And Ava is always at a higher level. He says, Gemara in Chulin even says, on the bottom of there, Kares Rusei to Avram, Gemara in Yoma says, Anam me Avram, Nikum, Nigmor, Peresh Rashi, Vios Rizim ka Avram. You know that Avram, you know, right? The Gemara in Yoma tells us by he that he did the mitzvah, the mitzvah of Erevin, and we did Vayashkim Avram Aboker, Gemara Msachim. The Avram Avinu is the midah of zrizus, of passion, of energy. So what does this mean? Ve'ela yimei shnei chayev Avram asher chay. His whole life was filled with chiyas asher chay. Like the chay behem. Teaching my girls this week, the chay behem. The chay behem doesn't just mean a checklist. The chay behem means it's my life. It's my oxygen. Shabbos is my oxygen. Torah is my oxygen. Thursday is my oxygen. My oxygen. How can I not be cold next Thursday? Kosh Kosh, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving can wait till 4:30. I don't want to get in trouble with anyone. But at the end of the day, it's my oxygen. Torah is my oxygen. Hashem is my oxygen. This is Avram Avinu. Shabbos is my oxygen. That's exactly, and it's in our DNA. If we don't have that, we have it in our DNA. We have to push ourselves to be able to feel it a little more. Let's just review. We start off with an idea from Yisachar Dovo Bells. Why specifically? It says by clothing. How did Eliezer know the specific clothing? It says Yisachar Dovo Bells was yard starts today. He says at the end of the day it was just a sample. Maybe he just showed it to see if she would, if this is something she would wear. To see something that she would, that the person that who was gonna be scattered out, there's gonna be something for it, but the atznius, and that person wouldn't be so picky with when it gets to the clothing. Then we start off with the idea from the Tefer Shlomo. Tefer Shlomo says, "Kula and Shavin Latova." Kula and Shavin Latova means all her days were in goodness, that she was always looking to do good for others. And if Moshe added on, it doesn't matter what was going on in her life. She could have had a Yishmal, she could have had a Paro, didn't have children, had all these terrible things. Kulan Shavim Latova means she was always looking to be meitiv, even when things were hard. The second idea from the Knesset Cheskel, the Tefer Shlomo's grandson, Vayakam Avram Me'al Panei Meso, his entire life, he lived his life, that was going to be David's life. But a person has to be careful. That it's got to be b'simcha, because then a person can lead to atzvus, and that's exactly what the Yitzhar wants. It's got to be done in a way of simcha, not because a person lives his life like that, then it's bad. Hashem, but Hashem Berach Avram HaKol, that Rav Moshe, HaKol is Gematria Ben, because if a person has the lineage, a person has the Gemara Babasra, a person has a son to be able to, a daughter to be able to take over, then he knows then that's really Bakol. You can have all the physical pleasures in the world, but you don't have someone to take over the spirituality and your Masorah, then you have nothing. The fourth idea we said from Rav Hirsch, why was it that she only offered the water after he was done drinking? Because there's Chesed is doing Chesed with Chesed. She didn't want to show off that I have water for you and for your camels. She waited for him to stop drinking himself. And then, and only then did you offer water for the camels as well. That's exactly the meat of Avraham Avinu. And more mat vaseh harbe. That's the Jewish way. Gemar b'bava metzia on Pei Zayin. Gemar b'bava, that's the Jewish way. We act, we say little and do a lot. The fifth idea from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says that at the end of the day, it's very important to marry good people, but you have to be in good surroundings. It's got to be have a good neighbor, people who are looking to grow, people looking to inspire. The Shemi Shmuel, number six. Ha'ola sorry mo. What year? Let me just check from what year. This is from Tuf Reish Ayin Alf. You want to see it inside Ola Sori Mo. Rashi says that the light was on from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, and only then, when Rivka came, did he get comforted. What does he mean, Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos? If the whole days of the week was mamish filled with the chis of Shabbos, with the love of Shabbos, with the kedusha of Shabbos. Maybe till Tuesday, the Malach says, from the Shabbos before, that's when Avdallah, and from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, from the Shabbos looking forward. And finally, the seventh, the final idea, the Eile Mei Shnei Chai Avram Asher Chai. What's Asher Chai, says Rav Tzadok? Asher Chai means that everything in his life was filled with a passion and dedication, and Avram Avinu is known for his rizus. Shvizoch HaBez Hashem, take these ideas of tznius, these ideas of always doing good for others, even when things are hard, to take our life seriously, to always make sure we have, to be able to leave a legacy, a legacy of spiritual legacy, to be able to make sure we do chesed with chesed, to understand, to surround ourselves with good people, take Shabbos with us the entire week, be able to make sure we live our lives with the Avodas Hashem, Bez Hashem, with passion and with loyalty. Shkoyah.